Come on in to my house, Rosie on the House. Well, we've got a special opportunity that have been presented itself by special circumstances. Our good friends, Rias, are offering an air scrubber installed in your home for $800 that not only purifies the air, but all the hard surfaces in your home as well. Contact them at Rias.com. We have John on the line. Let's see if we can take John's call real quick before we run out of this hour. John, good morning. Welcome to Rosie
good
on
morning,
the House.
Thank you. Well, thank you for taking my call. We've been in this house. We bought it brand new. It's 14 years old. It's under 2,500 square feet. It's like a four-bedroom. And in the kitchen, we noticed that the silver flakes are coming out of the ductwork. And when you grab them, and they just disintegrate like a paper ash when you're having a campfire.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what the problem was.
Sounds to me like the duct tape. They've duct taped the retired air plenum with maybe the boot.
There's a product called foil tape that's used around the collars, and that could be flaking off. I don't know if it would disintegrate. That's a unique one. I'm sure we can figure it out though. It sounds like something is loose or something is falling apart within maybe the plenum. There's an insulation liner on your plenum that is what all your ductwork is hooked up and connected to, and that insulation liner has a metallic coating across it, and that could be coming apart, so that could cause it as well.
And John, you're only seeing it in that one supply register?
Actually, yes, just the one, the kitchen part. And we have the other bedrooms, we have them closed off.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
We want you to open all those.
Yeah, we don't recommend that.
So, I would say first things first, trying to figure it out would be open up all the registers, find out if it's coming out of all the registers in the home. If it's just coming out of the kitchen one, I would really believe that it's something that the contractor used to seal that duct on, which could be a metallic tape that is flaking off and coming in.
There you go, John. We appreciate the call. But really, we don't encourage you to choke off any air conditioning unit. It really does not save you any money by isolating extra bedrooms. The air conditioner needs to be able to breathe
right
the way it was designed to breathe. You're actually asking your air conditioner to breathe through a straw.
That's right.
At least exhale through a straw. Create a lot of back pressure. Could create some other problems.
Yep.
Air balance problems for sure.
Air balance, equipment problems, part failures. Yeah, it causes a lot of stress and wear and tear.
All right. We've talked about the spring tune-up for the air conditioning systems, which was our hashtag in our newsletter this particular week. And Jeff, we appreciate you coming and visiting about that and covering the topic. But I wanted to personally thank you for coming in with this offer. You stayed up all night, tried to calculate just how inexpensively could you provide this biological protectant in an air conditioning system for the customers to make it a win for you and your guys, a win for them, a win for the Rosie on the House family. So I appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's the right thing to do. And as we all carry on over the next couple of weeks, let's all remember to do the right thing and take care of everyone around us.
Amen. I heard a pastor say we should be hand washing, not hand wringing.
Mm.
John Jay shared that with me from Pastor Rick Eifert. And then I actually heard on the radio that calm is contagious.
That's right. Yeah.
So everybody take a deep, pure breath of air with your Rias air scrubber.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it through this. And we're actually going to cover this just a little bit the next hour, because I actually had neighbors and several phone calls at the office. Well, if we all get quarantined in our home and the weather turns hot and we all have to turn our air conditioners on at the same time, CAN, APS, SRP, and TEP, and Unisource provide enough electricity to ensure our air conditioners are going to run? Well, we're going to have that answer for you in the next hour. And we'll also open the lines up if there's any topic you'd like to talk about. You know, you're all home now. So you're going to see half done and mostly done projects that have been sitting that way for a long, long time, that now you could really concentrate on getting them knocked out. If you want help in putting together a to-do list, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. That's how you get in touch with us here at Rosie on the House.
And I will say texting has been used, but go phone or email today. There's news preferences and conferences, and that text number is filled with a lot of, you know, we may miss your text because there's so many coming in relating to news stories.
Okay.
That generally we don't interfere with the broadcast. So if you send us a text and you hadn't heard of that text number, try email or phone call.
Give us a call.